USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq. He spoke on the Senate floor.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members than Qasem Soleimani.
Speaking in Palm Beach, Florida, President Trump explained why they chose to strike.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
A rampage in Austin, Texas has killed the man who was at a burrito shop. Police Sergeant David Daniels says they don't know what set off the suspect, who also assaulted others in the area.
A tragic situation that somebody has lost their life. This is the first homicide of 2020.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In Philadelphia.
Not for war and occupation. Money for jobs and education.
One of several anti-war protests around the country. Demonstrators say the U.S. may end up going to war in the Middle East again with even more deadly. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the government would invest $20 million to lease 4 new water bomber planes, on top of a $26 million investment already for this year. He said the two aircraft would arrive within the week, and that Chinook helicopters from Townsville and other military aircraft would assist. Around 4,000 people, including some 3,000 tourists, had been stranded in the small Mallacoota town in East Gippsland region since they took shelter on beaches as the fire came near them on New Year's Eve. The Australian Navy came to evacuate them. So far, 23 people have been killed and a half a billion animals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Several drug makers have increased their prices, USA's John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%. But not as much as in years past.
The degree with which those increases are occurring are actually less than we've seen in prior years. So you could argue that drug makers are kind of heeding the warning of the administration and not necessarily slamming their foot on the gas any longer.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A federal judge has ruled that Lev Parnas, an indicted associate of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, can give Congress phone data and documents related to the impeachment investigation. The House Intelligence Committee issued a subpoena for the materials in its impeachment inquiry. His attorney says he expects the data to include documents from his Florida home and a complete readout of his iPhone. Prosecutors say Giuliani recruited Parnas and another associate to help President Trump dig up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden in Ukraine. Prosecutors allege they made donations to U.S. politicians on behalf of foreign interests and filtered foreign money through a bogus energy company. Parnas has pleaded not guilty. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.